Firepower with Will Johnson. Only at band.video.
Hello, good evening. My name is Will Johnson. This is Firepower. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Okay, we need to connect the dots. Or can we connect the dots to what's actually happening in America today? Or even across the world for that matter? We have people getting sick from vaping and even dying. We have people dying because of the opioid epidemic. We have people losing their homes because of the high health care. We have people being attacked on the street simply because they're the wrong color. And not even that, you can get attacked on the street for simply supporting the sitting president of the United States. We have a major homelessness problem in America. And what's being done about it? All the homelessness that's taking place in America is in Democratic ran cities. Of course we have homelessness across the country, but it's more than ever in these Democratic ran cities. We have government officials going out of their way openly, putting the American people in harm's way. When it comes to the border and other areas throughout the country, we are so divided in this country. The liberal media, they have found it their duty to remove the sitting president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. How is that not war on the American people? I mean, seriously, think about that. How is that not war on the American people? The Democrats, the left, they are giving credit to Russia, of all people, for electing President Trump, not the American people. What does that say about the liberal media and how they think about the American people? The Democrats, the entire left, they believe that the American people made a mistake. And they don't even want to say the American people made a mistake. So they blame it all on Russia. All this is a mindset. All this is mind playing games that they're doing on the American people. To give you a good example, look at what's happening right now throughout the communities, throughout the black communities, the Hispanic communities, the way they're attacking white people like never before. In America, the United States. Now the left is focused on a whistleblower. And they don't even know. And they're speculating on the whistling. They have no idea. This all comes down to that Andrew McCabe is no longer in the news. The story about Andrew McCabe is getting buried deeper and deeper. Out of sight, out of mind. Because there's a new story every day to bury it. So, the whole synopsis of today's show is the mind of people. Are people being influenced by other men, or is it spiritual? I say, because of the spiritual war, it is all spiritual. So, I'm going to ask this, and I ask this every single time, because we need your assistance. Go to band.video and click on my picture so you can see the show live. You have it there live, right there. So let's head on into the studio. We have our special guest tonight, Steve Allen. He's going to come on with us, and he's going to talk about spiritual things that's happening in America and across the world. People need to recognize what day and time that we're in. Not the hour. Not the day, but the day and time that we're in right now. So please, get all your friends, family, brothers, cousins, sisters, whatever it is, get all of them. Band.video, share the link. And of course, Mr. Tom Peppert is going to be in studio with us again. All right, cool. Thanks for being here.
weekdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, only at band.video.
All right, welcome back. All right, so we have a special guest tonight. Of course, Mr. Tom Pepperdine is in studio with us live and direct, firepowernews.com. And our special guest tonight, we're going to go ahead and bring him on. And now, actually, his name is Steve Allen. He has a website called thinkaboutit.news where he delivers facts about what is happening in the world today so you can break free from the lies and make your own decision. Okay, with that said, let's bring Mr. Allen on. We'll have the great discussion.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, there he is. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, it's really good, really good. So, you know, I've been watching some of your videos, and I love the way you deliver them and your message. And I can imagine that there's a lot of people that don't like what you're saying. And everything that you've been talking about has been absolutely true. You've been exposing what the left has been doing. You've been exposing what, like, I like the what you were talking about in the BBC. We have a video that of yours. We have a short clip that I would like to play so people can get a general idea on who you are and what you've been doing. So let's play that video, and then I'm going to get you to come back and comment on it.
Okay.
Hi, Steve here. The disciples who walked with him while he walked as a man on this earth asked him, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what supernatural signs should we expect to signal your coming and the completion of this age?" In other words, when is all this stuff going to wrap up, and when are we going to see you again? Jesus answered their question in full, and he summed it up with what he said in verse 21. "For there will be trouble then, worse than there has ever been from the beginning of the world until now, and there will be nothing like it again." The fact is, if the length of this time had not been limited, no one would survive. But for the sake of those who have been chosen, its length will be limited. We have the BBC telling school children that there are over 100 genders. What better way to make a new generation of drug users and mental patients out of our children? Confusing them with lies and made-up genders. The BBC is telling primary school children that there are over 100 genders as part of its Teach video series, which has some concerned parents and observers up in arms, and they should be.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, over 100 genders. I mean, just imagine how confusing that's going to be to all these kids growing up.
That's exactly right. They're telling young children. I don't understand.
When you and I were kids, it was, what do you want to be for Halloween?
Exactly, exactly. Mr. Allen, thank you for doing that and bringing that to a lot of people's attention. What made you talk about that? And, I mean, do you think people will receive the message that you would put, that you were relaying?
I think some people do, Will. You know, some people receive everything and some people receive nothing. And especially when it comes to spiritual things, you know, the Bible's clear. The natural man can't receive the things of the spirit. And sometimes they can't even believe the truth when it's right in their face. But, mm-hmm. Ironically, the video I'm getting ready to do tomorrow has to do with what the word says as far as Satan's concerned, that he is the God of this world. He is the power of the prince of the air, and he's blinded the minds of people. And so when you understand that he's blinded their minds, it's awful hard sometimes to penetrate. And only God can open their minds. Only he can take that veil away. And I'll tell you, I don't think people really understand how right on Alex has been over the last few days. He has tried to communicate the best way he can these spiritual heavyweight issues, because mm-hmm. they really are. This is serious. This
yeah, it
is so
serious.
Very serious.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It is completely serious. I mean, the time that we're living in, and people's minds are just following along with the lies. I mean, just give one example. When, like, Brett Kavanaugh was in the news just the other day, that he assaulted, or he pulled out his male parts in front of another woman, and come to find out, the woman says she doesn't even recall it, and they still ran with the story after they found out.
I mean, it's almost like the people have been turned over to a reprobate mind, and they're not even trying to change. They're happy with it.
Well, this is exactly what the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, his young protege. He said that in the last days, perilous times or difficult times would come. And he gave a whole list of all the characteristics of what people would be like. And that list, I mean, I could go down that list and I could show you an example of every single one on the list. And so we are in the last days.
Yeah,
no
I
question.
Agree with you. I agree with you. And, you know, when I do my personal videos during the day, sometimes people ask me to say, well, you don't know the day or the hour. And I have to keep reminding them, you've never heard me say the day or the hour. And I'm pretty sure you get that, too. You're just saying, look, people need to pay attention to what's happening in our daily lives and how they're even trying to, you know, it's just how they're trying to teach children. I mean, it's just disgusting for this to be taking place now. And you know what? Of course, we've had things happen in the past constantly, but it's never been to this point the way it is on the planet. And maybe social media has something to do with it. But you know what? It's beyond the control of anybody. So let me ask you, what do you think the spiritual battle, the biggest fight in America, at least I know it's like a worldwide thing, but if we can just limit it down to America, what do you think the biggest battle right now in America is when it comes to the spiritual battle?
Good question, Will. And I'll tell you that there's more than one thing. There's three things that Satan uses and always has used, especially in this world at this time. And that's called what I call diversions, detours, and distractions.
Hmm.
People are so busy. They're so busy that I guarantee you, if you interviewed 100 people on the street in the same day and you said, tell me, have you thought about eternity one time today or one time this week? They'd all say no. Not one.
I believe
it. And yet we're all headed to eternity, aren't we? All of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're all headed to eternity. But everybody wants to just live their little lives in their little comfort bubble, in their little false paradigm. And that's why, you know, and you said something about people say you don't know the day and the hour. That's the typical comeback. That's the typical, you know, rhetoric. But you know what gets me is most of the time you hear this from supposed Christians, so-called believers. And this is part of the problem. We're in the apostasy. We are in the apostasy. And there's only one thing left that the Apostle Paul told the Thessalonians, and that is for the man of sin to be revealed. The man of sin is just about ready to be revealed.
Yep.
So what do you say that people should be doing in this time? Because I agree, we're in a time unlike any other before. And I think that's what the average person sits at home and thinks. You know, we go to church on Sunday, we try to spread the gospel in person. But what should people be doing in the last minute or so we have left?
Some of them ought to quit going to church they're going to. That's what some of them ought to do. Because they're not hearing the gospel and they're not being taught. Mm-hmm. I see a pastor's job is to prepare and equip the saints for the work of God. And most of them don't do that.
Yep,
so
absolutely right.
The first thing they can do, Tom, is get in their Bibles and start to read the Word of God for themselves and let God start teaching them themselves. That's what they can
do. Absolutely right. You know, why do you think there's a lot of churches that won't speak up about the things that's happening, like abortion and how they're trying to teach kids about homosexuality? And even they're even teaching kids, I know in California, but how to have this homosexual acts. Why do you think a lot of the churches won't even speak up about it? Are they afraid of losing their congregation? And if they're afraid of losing their congregation, my God, what does that mean?
The reason is simple, Will. They're doing it for the same reason your politicians continue to take bribes from the Chinese, take bribes from corporations, the same reason.
Come down to the dollar. You're absolutely right. Yep. So we're getting ready to go to a hard break. So I have more questions for you right after this break. Beautiful conversation. Will Johnson, Firepower, Tom Pepper. We're going to be right back after this break. This is amazing. This is amazing. I mean, you know, so many people are waking up to what's happening. We're seeing it happen right before us. And he mentioned Alex Jones has been on point. Alex Jones has been on point for years. All right, we'll be right back after this. Firepowernews.com. All right, welcome back. Firepowernews.com, Tom Peppert in studio with me. We have our special guest on with us still, Steve Allen. I mean, he is on fire. Steve Allen is on fire. I mean, you know, I watched a lot of his videos too, and he's just, I mean, it's just amazing the information is coming out, and he sees the time that we're living in. So, Mr. Allen, thank you for staying with us. I have another question I want to ask you. I didn't consider news channels to be really reliable news any longer. I mean, I really don't. I consider them just to be talk shows, and they portray themselves as, you know, they portray themselves as news anchors. What do you think about the news today, and how come you think they don't even want to address the issue of the spiritual battle that we're all in?
Well, I don't think that spiritual issue has ever been wanted to be addressed by any kind of media, because it's not going to be popular. I mean, this world system, remember, and you said it before, Will, in your monologue at the beginning of your show, that everything is spiritual in this world. You're right. You're 100% right. It all starts in the spirit world, and then it comes down to here. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's the bottom line. And they don't want to be spiritual because, see, that's a no-no, especially now. I mean, now, I mean, anything that has to do with real faith and real trust in Jesus Christ, you know, we're just about ready to enter some serious persecution in America for Christians, real Christians, mm-hmm. not the Sunday goers, not the lingo throwers, but, you know, the real believers, the real people who really understand that it's God's will for us to obey him and even walk in holiness. Oh, I know that's like, you know, yeah, I'm one of those holy roller guys, I guess, you know. No, that's God's word. That's what he says.
Yes.
Walk in holiness.
Yes.
You don't like it? Well, first of all, you're not even a Christian. And if you are a Christian and you're offended with that, just read the Bible. Don't take my word for it. I didn't write the word. He did. Okay? So
I really respect that you're one of the few people who addresses the spiritual battle, because we were absolutely, this is good versus evil in its most manifest form since Jesus was walking among us. So I'm just curious, there are very few people, you mentioned Alex Jones, of course, yourself, you're one of the big real titans of this field. Who out there is doing what you do? Who do you think is actually reading the scripture? Who do you think is actually spreading the right message? Because it's not, as I know we both agree, in the mega churches.
You know what, Tom? I don't really follow that many people, to be honest with you. I'm pretty much zoned in on doing what I'm doing. And, I know there are a few people that I respect. Mm-hmm. They're not always 100% right. They're not going to agree with me because, first of all, I believe the word. Let's put it this way. Too many people let what they believe get in the way of what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it should be the other way around. You know, if you don't agree with something, well, make sure that you understand what does the Bible say about it. And if you have a problem with the book, you know, there's one old guy, his name's Les Felder. He still is being seen on WGN, the Chicago station, but he hasn't done a live teaching session for probably 22 years, but he's about 90. He's going on 92 years old. He lives in Oklahoma.
Wow.
But he used to have all his broadcasts put on, you know, TV for years and years and years. And other than one simple doctrine about the rapture, everything he teaches is totally solid. And I recommend people, I even have a link in the description box below my videos. I have a link in there for people to go and listen to him.
Hmm.
And, you know, the doctrine I disagree with him on, I put a link to one of my videos where I talk about it and try to explain why I disagree with him. But he is one of the best teachers out there.
Yeah, can I ask you, because, I mean, one of the ones that I listen to is Irvin Baxter, End Time Ministries, endtime.com. I've listened to him for years. Actually, I would listen to him, and then I would listen to Alex Jones. And sometimes when I would go on long road trips, I would listen to both of them, and I would just tag team both of them. It's amazing. So, you brought up the rapture, and I know it's kind of like off topic, but a lot of people believe in the post-trib rapture, and then some believe in the pre-trib rapture. Which one do you think the Bible says?
I think the Bible says in either one of them. I don't think there's either one of them. There is a rapture. There is mm-hmm. a rapture. I'll tell you where I think it is. I'll just be honest with you. I'm gonna lay the gold piece nugget right on the table for you. Okay?
Please do.
It's in Revelation chapter 14, verses 14 through 16.
Uh-huh.
That's when Jesus, I believe, is going to take the church. But if you look at what's going to happen before that, there's a whole lot of persecution going on before that, and there's a whole lot of judgment going on. But the word says that God has not appointed us unto wrath, which means his wrath. It doesn't mean the devil's wrath. It means exactly. God hasn't appointed us to his wrath.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
his wrath.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I agree with you. I want to ask one more question because before we run out of time here, and I really do appreciate you coming on with us. What do you think America is going to head? Where's America going to be? I mean, cause you know, Trump, he brought God back into the Oval Office. He has prayer in the Oval Office, and they will say in the name of Jesus at his rallies. If they successfully remove President Trump in 2020 or by other means, where do you think the country is going to go if another Democrat, socialist Democrat, takes office?
We're going to go to a very violent place that none of us want to see. None of us want to see this coming. But it probably would have started happening if Clinton would have got in. That's exactly what I believe. I think President Trump gave us a delay. He gave us a reprieve, so to speak, with what's going to happen in this country. But there's such a spiritual move into darkness and such a willingness and an acceptance because the church has been complacent, apathetic, and they've allowed a lot of this stuff to happen.
Now, you mentioned that President Trump gave us kind of a reprieve, and I think a lot of people, even those who do not consider scripture, I think they would agree with you on that we have been given a blessing here as if we have 8 years, and President Trump himself promised, I'll give you 4 or hopefully 8 years of good times before things get back on track. Now, what do you believe is the overall trajectory for humanity? I mean, I think I know the answer, but what is our trajectory?
I think it's chapter 6 of Revelation, Tom. I mean, it's Revelation chapter 6. I personally believe, and I don't care if anybody agrees with me or not, but my own opinion I'm giving, and that is I believe the Antichrist is the rider on the white horse, and he's already been sent. It says he was sent. He's the rider on the white horse. He was given a crown, and he had a bow, and he went out to conquer and to conquer. He went out conquering and to conquer. So I believe that's a process, and I believe that he's already in the wings conquering, and that can involve many, many different facets.
Yep.
So he's conquering. What's the next thing to come? The rider on the red horse, who is given the power to take peace from the earth. And when he takes peace from the earth, men will slaughter each other.
Yep. I agree. So, hey, Mr. Allen, thank you for coming on with us. Everyone, please go to thinkaboutit.news. Thinkaboutit.news. Thank you for coming on. Hey, I would love for you to come on with us again.
You got it, buddy.
All right. Take care. All right. So after the break, we will have
Millie Weaver
on with us. All right. So after the break, firepowernews.com. Millie Weaver will be live with us. All right. We'll be back in a minute.
I won, little f***ing Nazi bitch.
We're not ready.
An InfoWars bitch.
Yeah, go. No one can. We're not ready.
An InfoWars bitch.
Yeah, go. No can hear what you're saying. You can, bitch. That's who I'm talking to.
Do you mind? Can I grab your
f***ing? Your name's not welcome here.
Sir. So I wanted to take you over here with me to the Trump supporter side, and so you can experience what's over here on the Trump supporter side, and maybe you can show me if there is racism over here that I should be concerned about. He wants to know if he's going to be safe inside there if he goes.
Yeah, come on in. You go with us. You come on. You go right here with us. You break a line. Come on, man. I put my arm around you, man. It's all about love, man. I love all my people. I love all my people.
Is he going to be safe if he comes in with you? guys. Because he doesn't know. He's what?
Come here with my
for
kids.
Sure. Yeah, you'll be good.
Of course.
Okay, he wants to tell you. What does Make America Great Again mean to you?
What does it mean to me? It means that we have opportunities. Donald Trump has done a lot specifically for me because with like jobs and stuff like that.
So he wants to know if he goes in there, if he's going to be safe and welcome.
I will welcome you with open arms.
That's her.
We're all one people, right?
That's what we'll say.
So Marcos wanted to try the opposite now.
We are going to do the opposite. He went into the Trump rally with me, and now I'm going to go over with the
Democrats. We have Millie Weaver on with us right now. The lady in the house. Millie Weaver, you know what? That was absolutely an awesome video she did there. Millie, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Awesome video. Awesome
thank
video.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know they cut it off right there before you went back to the other side, but everyone get the gist of it. Even before that, I'm pretty sure everyone that's watching probably have already seen that video multiple times already. What was it like? I know there was stuff that didn't happen that you couldn't see. Did anyone touch you or I know once someone blew smoke in your face at one point. And then, you know, it's constantly like that. So, I mean, you being a young female, you're pretty brave for going out here and confronting these anti-American, hateful, progressive liberals like this.
Well, you know, I wasn't necessarily trying to confront them. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to just be able to document what is happening out there outside these Trump rallies so that I can share that with the rest of America so that people can know what the left is actually standing for. Why are they protesting? You know, it used to be that a reporter could go up to protesters and ask them why they are protesting and they would get a intelligent response. They would get someone who's protesting a cause who could clearly and precisely tell you why they're protesting and what their demands are. These liberals nowadays, you go up to them and they just scream and shout you down. And most of them you can't talk to. They operate like a big cult. And it's just insane. Well, this is what the left has divulged into.
Right. So, I mean, for those five people out there who haven't seen this viral video yet, when you go over to the Democrat side, it is vulgarity. This guy who is just he's riding the middle line, which is not a good place to be, but he is, can you explain how he was treated by the anti-Trump side when you took him back into that part of the event?
Okay, so here's what happened. We went to the Trump rally in Cincinnati, Ohio that happened in August. And we get there and we see this massive crowd of protesters on one side of the street, just yelling, screaming. You could see them shouting angrily with their signs. Step out. I stepped out into the protesters' side and it was just insanely crazy. On the opposite side of the street, you had Trump supporters lined up patiently and politely waiting to get into the Trump rally. Even though the leftists from across the street were screaming at them, calling them names, horrible, despicable things, the Trump supporters were just kind of waving or laughing. Some of them had their picture phones up, like almost like, wow, I guess what they say about the liberals is actually true. You know, they're like, wow, we're seeing it in real life.
They do exist.
It's true. That's like, wow, it's true. So some of them had their phones out, you know, and then some Trump supporters here and there kind of, I did see them floating around. A few would walk over to where the liberals are and maybe try to feel it out and see what's really going on and follow the liberals with some camera phones. But it usually ended up with liberals just heckling them and them leaving. So I was over there trying to ask the liberals questions. They were treating me horribly, saying just disgusting things to me. Mm-hmm. There were a couple men, you know, we had 3 hours worth of footage and we had to kind of condense it down into 45 minutes. So even though the documentary is 45 minutes, it is full of just amazing content, just the best stuff from 3 whole hours of just divine intervention here. I mean, this was a bizarre happening that happened. And just talking to these protesters and all the different philosophical discussions that were brought up. And the interesting thing here with this documentary is a leftist, a liberal, a well-known Democrat protester and activist named Marcos Powell. He was standing there and I just went up to him and I'm like, hey, you know, I start talking to him. He said he was scared to go over to the other side. He's like, you know, I'm a black man. Am I going to be even safe going over there? He said he got tickets. He reserved them online, which anyone can do. They're free. And he was debating whether he should go in. So I said, okay, yeah, let's go. Let's go to the other side.
Yeah, let me jump in real quick. You know what you made me think about? Stranger Things. On the left side, it's like the underground, the upside down world. And on the side with Trump, I mean, the sun is shining, the flowers are blooming, the air is fresh. On the other side, it's just stale, dirty, nasty on the leftist side. I mean, that's the image that I got in my head, just hearing you describe what was taking place. So you red pill, his name is Marcus, right? So you red pilled him basically. So what was it like? When you left him, what was his attitude afterwards? Did you get his contact information? Are you going to talk later on to see if he's changed his mind or what was like the outcome?
Well, towards the end, you could see that Marcus was totally like, wow, he started seeing the light. I mean, you could see it in his facial expressions. I mean, you see this man start to see the light, start to be red-pilled, start to realize, wait a second. What is happening here? Which side is actually the side of hate? These people are chanting love Trump's hate, but which side is actually the hateful side? And, you know, you just see the wheels turning. You see him witnessing it. You experience it all through his perspective. And it looked like some people standing around as bystanders started to kind of see, like, what is this? You know, people investigating. And toward the end there, it kind of mutated into some of the Trump supporters that were with us that went to the other side getting into it and arguing with the liberal protesters because the liberal protesters were, you know, getting really passionate and very angry and they were kind of throwing out all the stuff. You had some Black Lives Matter protesters kind of throwing things back at these Trump supporters and that's kind of the turn it took and then things started to get really crazy and then we were just like, all right, I think what happened was, Marcos kind of just disappeared. And I don't know if he wanted to just kind of remove himself from that. Like when you just swallow a massive red pill and realize that everything that you thought was wrong, what do you do in that instance? I mean, he said several times in the interview, you know, you're right. You proved your point. She's right. Like, there's no hate on the Trump side.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest red pill he's ever had. Probably going to start choking on it, you know? I mean, he's like, oh, I can't breathe. It's so weird. All right, Millie Weaver, we're going to talk to her more right after this break. And also, we're going to show your documentary in the second hour. All right, we'll be right back. This is FirePowerNews.com with Will Johnson and Tom Pepper. All right, welcome back, everybody. Will Johnson, Tom Pepper. We have Millie Weaver on Skype with us. All right, absolutely got a documentary coming out. And
that's right. So, Millie, we were talking in the break. So just about everybody has seen this viral video. It's 5 minutes long or so. And I'm wondering, so we can psych people up, what is the long-form version of this, the 45-minute version of this? What do people get to see that they miss in that short viral video?
Well, the long form is actually already out. It is on my Facebook page and it's already got like 1.1 million views right now.
Fantastic.
So that one is out and you get so much more. I mean, the Daily Caller must have seen my Facebook post because they credit it when they did their video. So they saw my video, my documentary, some of them watched it and must have been so blown away by the whole thing that they decided to put together this little short clip to you know, give people a little tiny teaser for my documentary. Right. So, I released mine first. But what's interesting here is you can get, there's so much more to this documentary than that 4-minute clip really kind of can show you. There's so many interesting parts. Like there's literally a part where, I'm over on the leftist side with Marcos after he's realized, wait a second, the Trump supporters aren't these bad, evil people that the mainstream media puts them out to be. And he's trying to show me, look, we can engage in dialogue with the liberals, just like we engaged with peaceful dialogue with the Trump supporters. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. And what actually happened was they began to turn on him when they started to think he was aligning himself with the right, aligning himself with an InfoWars reporter or with conservatives or with Trump supporters. So they started calling him names. They started heckling him, shouting him down, trying to make it so he couldn't speak. There's a part where there's people clapping really loud over him, yelling. And I'm like, Marcos, we can't even have dialogue. They're trying to silence you. And he's like, yeah, they're using that white privilege to shut me down. They want to silence me. So he then began to think, look, these are the people who are actually using white privilege and because they're the ones that believe it exists, you see? And so they tried to silence him. You had this lady with an American flag, a liberal lady, yelling in my face, calling me a Russian agent and doing this in his face. She poked him in the eye with her American flag. And then the crazy part is some of these white liberals were holding up a sign that said, Black Lives Matter. And they're saying, we're with you. We support you. And he's like, you can never understand what that really means. You can never fully understand, you know, what Black Lives Matter means. And they're like, well, how do we become black? Like, they literally say that in his face. He's like, what? You don't become black. He's like, what? You know, it was just so bizarre to see. And there's a defining moment and we chose some beautiful opera orchestra music for it when you can tell it's that moment that Marcos finally realizes it's time to say goodbye to the Democrat Party and walk away. It's time to get off of the Democrat plantation.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Absolutely. Sadly, I used to be on that plantation in Taboo, the California, and I saw how that the Democrats, I saw the true colors and how they're trying to, you know, indoctrinate children for all this perversion and how they're just trying to destroy the country, open borders. My eyes were opened up and I'll be honest with you, I kind of struggled with it at first, but then I was like, I can't support them when they reject God. Of all things, you know, and your documentary, I was watching it earlier as much as I could while I was trying to prepare for tonight. One of the things that you were had in there, how he was going around talking about, I'm talking about Marcos. He was referring to dates back in the past where, you know, with the Democrats.
1619.
Yes. Yes. He was referring to the dates in the past. And I'm sitting there listening to him. And I'm like, okay, but one of them, I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. One of them, he was trying to say where the Democrats, made up these policies and they were America first. When he was talking about America first, saying that, you know, the Democrats and the KKK was saying America first and you completely showed the information on even Snoop saying, no, it wasn't even them. But the thing is that the liberal media has put that narrative out there that the KKK has been saying it. Now President Trump has been saying it. And I saw Candace Owens, she was on stage at the Revolt Summit where she said Ronald Reagan said it, but she didn't say Bill Clinton said it. And a lot of people don't even realize that Bill Clinton was saying it at one point too. You know, so when he came back, you know, I mean, so these liberals and, you know, Bill Clinton is their first black president, you know, so.
You know, it's like if a KKK member says, God bless America or happy birthday, all of a sudden that becomes a racist slogan? Exactly.
Right.
Give me a break. It's that's ridiculous.
The Hitler drink water, so now we can't drink water thing.
Yeah. it doesn't make any sense. And in 1619, this is what he kept on saying. In 1619, he kept referring back to 1619. What was he referring to? He was trying to get the point across about how colonials came here and displaced the Native Americans and that colonials were illegally coming here, so to speak. And this is like his big gotcha, because why are you wanting to have a wall? Why are you white people wanting to have a wall? That's pretty much his perspective.
Right.
around America when you guys all came here illegally and displaced the Native Americans, and this is why America's bad, and this is why we should all not like America. Problem is, 1619, America was created in 1776. So this even happened way before America, and technically the people that came here and displaced the Native Americans were people who were operating under the crown, under the British crown. And we don't, we're not British crown servants or subjects. We're Americans. The people who created America are completely different than the original ones who came here, the colonials. Yes, some of them descendants, but I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. And we've seen the 1619 thing going around, and even Pete Buttigieg has been using that too. So it's like a new liberal talking point.
Exactly. 1619. What a strange thing to run around saying. I guess they think it makes them sound smart. So, Billy, I mean, this is a really powerful documentary you put together. And as the viewers know, we're going to be airing it in our second hour here. And this, obviously, the band.video audience is very tuned in. But I just want to ask you, in the couple minutes we have left, what do you hope people take away from this? What do you hope they learn? How do you hope they feel at the end of it?
Good question.
I hope they realize that the mainstream media's deception is so strong and powerful in this country. Like, we might know for ourselves because we've seen the light, we've been red-pilled, that the mainstream media is fake news and whatever, take what they say with a grain of salt. But there are so many people out there who are heavily brainwashed to the point of becoming violent against their fellow Americans, to becoming just nasty and profane and vile. There's these Democrats, these liberals standing out there with the sign screaming and yelling. They're doing it because they're heavily brainwashed by the leftist mainstream media. And what do you do when you have CNN coming out, making all these accusations? I think they even recently, CNN, reported that the CIA was forced to pull a highly, placed source inside the Kremlin because President Trump might burn him. And it turns out that that decision was made before President Trump was even in office. So the problem is we're dealing with a massive level of deception in this country. And I hope that what people get out of this is they need to actually stop trusting the mainstream media as their source for truth, and either A, listen to the journalists, the independent journalists out there, or people like InfoWars who we don't financially benefit by big pharma and all these big corporations and these other nefarious organizations, or go out there yourself, experience it for yourself, go to a Trump rally yourself, talk to the Trump supporters. You can't just take what Brian Stelter or Don Lemon say and just believe it. I mean, without any questions.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Hey, I want to thank you for coming on. Most definitely, please come back on with us again in the future.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Millie.
Awesome. 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 So her documentary is going to be at the top of the hour after this break. We come in. This has come right in with it. So very good. Very good.
This is one of those few powerful things out there that this is going to change minds. If a liberal happens to watch this thing, hopefully they get glued to the screen and they can't get away. So,
you know, one thing I would like to have asked her is say, how many people attacked her because you're waking people up?
Right.
Because I noticed the more powerful the video is, the more information to wake people up, the more they attack you.
That's exactly right. I mean, you don't catch flack unless you're over the target. That's, of course, band.video and our sponsor, InfoWars Stores. That's the name of the game here. And I just want to remind people, I'll do it. I'm a true believer. I had some Turbo Force before this broadcast. So I just want to remind everyone, you get 50% off with what's the code one more time?
Firepower.
Firepower. Use code Firepower, 50% off and free shipping. This product will change your life. I am wide awake, folks. I just woken up 15 minutes ago. So 50% off with code Firepower, InfoWarsStore.com.
Awesome, awesome. Firepower News, we'll be back after this.
What you're about to see is raw and unscripted. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's been very hard to have a conversation out here with
Hitler. Can't wear him the f*** I want, little f***ing Nazi bitch. An InfoWars bitch.
Yeah, no one can hear what you're saying.
You can, bitch. That's who I'm talking to.
Do you mind? Can I grab your
Your name's not welcome here.
You're
if you believed a lie? That the President of the United States and your fellow Americans were racist, homophobic, fascists with a Nazi agenda.
They're full of hate, they're angry, and they're crazy. There is not one person that said a cuss word from over there. We've been standing here the whole time. Everyone is saying 4 more years and that we're hopeful for the future. These people are screaming horrible things. I don't know what they're thinking.
What if what you heard on the news is a lie?
Do you believe President Trump is a racist?
Yeah, yeah, no question. You think Donald Trump is racist?
I do.
President Trump's racism.
He is an open, avowed racist, and the president is cynically using that racism to appeal to his base.
President Trump is the leader of the United States. He is also a liar.
In fact, one of the most divisive acts of deception in our nation's history.
You might hear someone in the Third Reich describe a given people based on their characteristic.
Well, now, as commander-in-chief, he misleads the public constantly.
They should be embarrassed. They should be embarrassed. You should be ashamed.
We're not white supremacists.
I'm not a white supremacist, and he's gay. And he.
Then how can you support Trump? He doesn't support any of that.
Absolutely. You're insane.
I guess I'm a slug that likes salt. A tree that likes a chainsaw.
Can you have a, do you have a hard time imagining anyone would like Trump?
I used to be one of these people. I was a devout Democrat.
I wanted to take you over here with me to the Trump supporter side. And so you can experience what's over here on the Trump supporter side. And maybe you can show me if there is racism over here that I should be concerned about.
I came to represent the black man in this situation. What are on the people's minds on the Trump line? What are on their minds? That's what I am trying to figure out.
All right, let's go find out.
How would you react? Anger, emotional outbursts, panic, violence, fear? Would you have the courage to seek the truth for yourself? So I decided I was going to challenge some of these protesters to see if they would walk with me to the MAGA side.
Yeah, someone said your future wife's over there.
Okay.
To judge for themselves as to whether or not Trump supporters are as racist, bigoted, xenophobic, and as hateful as the mainstream media says. You've seen myself and many others interacting with liberals time and time again. We get hatred, aggression, and name-calling.
Let's show it. Come on, let's show the hate. These are the hateful people that they're chanting about. They're not yelling back. They're not cursing them out.
While the Trump supporters stand in line patiently hoping to get into Trump's rallies, liberals tend to stand off to the side or across the street yelling, screaming, and heckling their protest chants from across the way.
Over here, I see people screaming and yelling, right?
So
over here, I see people standing quietly and just watching these people scream and yell.
See, the issue is, though, and this is the only difference between these two groups of people, is that side has somewhere, they're going into a rally, right?
Well, a lot of harassment on the Antifa side, which I think some of these people are probably affiliated with.
You think that this, though, you see how it feels to be, like, being yelled at? These people are being yelled at. Does this make you think that these people doing this is going to change their mind?
Absolutely not. This is just hate. This is fueling fire to their fire.
Hey, InfoWars, I watch you guys all the time.
What do you think about all this hate over here?
I think it's just, like, unnecessary. I feel like people just need to, like, actually, like, think about things, like, instead of just sitting here.
I'm not an immigrant.
My dad is here legally. He came from Vietnam.
That's fantastic. Then you're
it's okay. People are allowed to be here legally. Right? No, yeah. I am a descendant of an immigrant, but he's not illegal.
They think the Democrat Party owns all ethnic minorities.
Actually, initially, the Republican Party was actually the one that was for, like, everybody to be equal.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
I know, and it's kind of sad that people think that nowadays.
Do you think that it's okay to grab a woman by the pussy?
I didn't call women bitches. I called you an InfoWars bitch. Can I grab your Can I grab your Huh? Will you be okay with that?
You touch.
I have to be drunk.
You touch me, and the police are going to arrest you, sir.
Rarely ever did I see liberals walking up to the Trump supporters and asking questions, let alone deciding to actually go into Trump's rallies and hear him for themselves. This time, I wanted to see if I could get something different.
Will you come with me over there and we'll go talk to the Trump supporters?
Now, here's the thing. I know this is a fucking trap. I know it is.
It's not a trap.
I know.
What's gonna happen?
I know this is a trap.
What do you think about the message that these protesters are sending the Trump supporters?
Well, first of all, they demonstrated.
Then I met Marcos, who took me up on the challenge.
I don't think hate is a part of democracy, meaning the other side. I actually got a ticket.
Marcos believes the hate is coming from the right, the Trump side of the road, just like most liberals and Democrats.
I have a ticket to go in.
Oh, in the Trump event?
Yes.
Okay.
But I want to go in to be able to prove a point.
Okay.
From a strong black man perspective.
Marcos believes Trump and his supporters are racist, that when they say, let's make America great again, they really mean, let's make America white again.
I'm an American citizen.
Why are you so stupid to think that if Twitter's a public company,
other people,
why are you that dumb?
Such as the Trump people, you know, they just don't want to see it.
Hey, can you?
But this go all the way back to 1619.
He also believed that if he went inside the Trump rally, he would witness true racism firsthand. A clever little gotcha move that the left would love to see. Instead, what ends up happening is truly amazing.
They represent whatever they represent. I'm representing the black man.
So I wanted to take you over here with me to the Trump supporter side, and so you can experience what's over here on the Trump supporter side, and maybe you can show me if there is racism over here that I should be concerned about.
I literally have a ticket, though. Like, yeah. I explained to you, I have a ticket.
Okay.
But me seeing no blacks over there, that confuses me. What are on the people's minds on the Trump line? What are on their minds? That's what I am trying to figure out.
All right, let's go find out.
Future wife right there. Future wife.
Let's go find out. Yeah, someone said your future wife's over there.
Okay.
Marcos also expressed fear that his safety would be in jeopardy if he went inside the Trump rally.
I have a ticket for this event. I do. Will I be safe in there? Will I be safe?
He wants to know if he's going to be safe inside there if he goes.
Yeah, come on in. You go with us. You come on. Come on. You go right here with us. You break a line.
You can come in line.
Come on, man. I put my arm around you, man. It's all about love, man. I love all my people. I love all my people.
That's a good thing.
I love all people. Come on, man. We love you, man. Come on with us, man.
Come on.
They love you.
They love you.
Come on. Let's go down some more.
Why do you guys support Trump?
Because I believe in freedom of speech.
That's right.
And the Second Amendment.
He's doing what's best for the country. Legalize immigration, not illegal. Right? What's wrong with that?
Okay, so
those of us that have to come here legally, we pay a price for that, and so people jumping over the border, people get mad when people jump over the border at Disneyland.
Okay, so hold on.
We're talking something.
So back in 1619, let me tell you something.
You can't be thinking in the past, brother.
What do you mean you can't be thinking in the past?
You can't.
You do things in the past to get to the future, bro.
I know, but in order to move forward, man, you can trip if you keep on looking backwards.
I saved money in the past to buy a car in the future. Come on.
If you keep on looking back, you're going to keep on tripping, brother.
You got to figure out where it started, boss.
Oh, I know where it started, man, but it's about where we're going.
Okay. Go to the Vegas War and then the Burgess House.
You keep on looking back, you're going to trip, man. No. You can't have that victim mentality, brother. You can't do that, man. We got to move forward.
That's history, boss. We got to this point.
History.
History,
man. It's history, brother.
He wants to know, is he going to be safe if he comes in with you guys? Because he doesn't know. He's
come in with my
For
kids.
Sure, yeah, you'll be good.
Of course.
Yeah, come with us.
You'll be good. Are you in the front?
We've got tickets. You can come in with us.
Can you tell us why you support Trump?
Because he puts America first, which is what a president should do.
So let me tell you that term, America first. Yeah. Let's go back to 1924, the Democratic National Convention, right?
Yeah.
All Ku Klux Klan. Guess what their sign said? America first. The first coin of the Ku Klux Klan, one side of the coin said, this is the truth.
Was America first invented by the Ku Klux Klan? Even Snopes dispels that rumor. Just because some random white supremacist out there might have said America first, you get this rumor perpetuated by leftist media outlets that the Ku Klux Klan was originally using America first and that they invented it. The white supremacist group made frequent use of the slogan more recently embraced by President Donald Trump, though they did not, as some claim, invent it.
But see, these people,
make America,
racism is so far from their mind.
I understand.
That they don't even,
no,
that doesn't register.
That's not true.
Go ask them.
That's not true.
He wants to tell you, what does make America great again mean to you?
What does it mean to me? It means that we have opportunities. Donald Trump has done a lot specifically for me because with like jobs and stuff like that, and I invest in the stock market and stuff like that, and I made a ton of money. So you see all these people over here and stuff like talking bad about him, but they don't understand. That's what it is.
Well, it's not that they
talk. How many Trump rallies have you been to?
Right. You said it's their First Amendment right.
It is the First Amendment right.
Talk about everybody. He talks about everybody. He called people names. It's just horrible. He cusses people out.
Okay, what's wrong with that? Have you read the Constitution?
It's a freedom of speech.
Okay, so why can't he say what he wants to say?
That's what I'm saying. But you're saying, look at those people. You comparing the people.
We're here in America, and we can say whatever we want to say. That's what I think. You guys take it easy, all right?
Talk to the people. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure who I'm going to use my ticket with. I'm going in with somebody.
Why do you guys support Trump?
I like his realism. No fakeness.
No fake.
Just tell us how it is.
Tell us how it is.
Tell us how it is.
So he wants to know if he goes in there, if he's going to be safe and welcome.
Hell yeah, Infowars.
I will welcome you with open arms.
That's her.
We're all one people, right?
That's what we'll say. But do the rules apply the same?
Absolutely.
Have the rules applied the same?
Well, some people try to keep us segregated, but we're not going to allow that to happen.
But it's part of the laws. It's part of the rules.
We're going to be one people.
It's part of the rules. It started off that way, and it's got to still continue.
We're going to make the necessary changes, and it is everyone's got it
best. Let's all be one people.
Well, we've been saying that, and what happened to him? He dead. He was nonviolent, and he still died. They said Malcolm was about violent, and they both in the same place.
A lot of the people that were part of the KKK were Democrats back then.
I agree with that.
Times change.
So we got a dilemma here, don't we?
Yeah. So let's talk to more people.
Let's go.
Come on.
Hey, you guys are almost changing me around. Hold on. A few more, I might change my mind.
Yeah.
Huh? If I can get in there safe and get out safe, guess what? I'll become a Trump supporter.
When I went to the Trump rally down in Florida, there was more Cubans there than there were white people.
Okay.
So it's not all the same in every city. It's just based on demographics. And I'm sure these people would be happy.
Every time when you look on TV, you mean to tell me you don't see all white people behind them now? Come on now.
We haven't at the Trump rally.
Yeah.
Is it
a representation of America the way it is?
It's because they want more people of color to join them. The media tells everyone that listens that Trump is racist, and these people are watching Fox News, all these other ones. It's like, he's not racist. Left media that says he's racist, and so that's why it turns off a lot of people of color.
Some of the things I've heard.
Some of the things you've heard
are not true. And the only way you can figure it out for yourself is to actually come and talk to the people themselves.
Okay.
Let's talk.
I support Trump because he supports American values.
American values?
He supports
and
American,
what American values. American so let me values. Tell you what American values
listen,
are.
Listen to me. I'm an immigrant to this country, right? Okay. I came here through a process, right? Through a process, right? Everybody that comes to this country should go through a process.
So the settlers that came back here in 1619.
Oh, God, 1619. Get out of here.
Well, you have to start somewhere.
It's going to be 2020. There's a new process.
So why was Donald Trump in Virginia the other day celebrating?
Well, we got to celebrate
400 years ago. What about my people? What about my ancestors? What about all of that? Come on now.
But what about today and what we can do moving forward? I see these people, I think
the only way to move forward,
a
bank robber don't get to keep the money if he get caught. It's okay to go back in history and say, oh, these people murdered these people.
I think it's a tragedy.
It's a tragedy.
It's sad. But I think at the same time, America is the greatest country. We have the right to free speech. We have free speech. We have the right to self-defense, to protect ourselves.
Okay.
We have the right to not be given unwarranted searches and seizures. I mean, we have rights.
That's if you have a whiteness about you. You have a blackness, you don't get to enjoy. I have been through it, man. I was just down in St. Louis at the Ferguson thing. I had a microphone. The damn police came up and started beating me up enough. I got a microphone.
We're not saying that, you know, it's not an issue with black people, and it is an issue with black people being mistreated. What we're saying is that the policies and the ideas that this group of people have here is they're trying to move forward. They're trying to make America the greatest it can be. They want jobs. They want economic growth. They want unity. Let's talk to some more of these people, because they're going to be able to tell you the best.
That's true.
Immigration.
Now, why is immigration so important to you?
Well, if you let more people in here, it takes down our wages of our jobs, and our wages go down, and American people's wages go down. Americans got to work for $8 an hour.
InfoWars, hell yeah.
So why do our wages go down?
Because they're work for cheaper wages, and there's more people out there. There's more of us.
So basically, he's worried about the illegal immigrants that come here. They work under the tables, they get paid really low, and then Americans get put out of work.
Exactly. It's even harder to find the jobs.
So if they came legally, they would have citizenship, and they would also be able to be hired legally.
Exactly.
And then they would be being paid the good wage as well.
Yep.
So in a way, the illegal immigrants get
I'm all for immigration coming in legally. Don't act like I don't want immigrants here. I do. I just don't want millions of them. I don't want 100,000 of them a month coming over here. And I don't want to hear this. They're all for... Here's the deal. We got Democrat parties wanting a free education, free Medicare, free everything. All that's going to do is tell the rest of the world, come here and live here.
Are your people immigrants here?
Immigrants. And they came lawfully. And when my family came here, there wasn't no welfare. When they came here, there wasn't no HUD. There wasn't no people giving out food stamps. Okay. When my ancestors came here, they came in with $100, and if they starved, they died.
Okay, so
now we come here and we feed you, and you get here, and then at the same time, you stomp on our flags, and you tell everybody, I'm tired of it.
He's the best president since Abraham. What makes him special?
What he's done for our country, what he's done for all of us.
I have a ticket to go inside. Am I going to be safe inside?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, with me. Okay. Okay. See, there's been a couple of people that said I can walk in with them and stuff.
To be honest with you, I would like to see more people of your skin tone with us.
No.
Right in here. You're safe.
If I go in there and I take and I just start getting brave and I say
Are you a Trump supporter?
I'm an independent supporter.
Oh, he wants to hear too. He's trying to investigate too. Sorry. He's an independent.
Center. Hope to see you.
Okay. But if I start booing, will I be okay?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because it's a part of democracy to be able to do that.
Absolutely. This is our country.
Donald would be like, get his ass out of here. Kick his ass. I'll pay his legal bills. I'll pay your legal bills. Kick his ass.
It ain't about white people. That's the problem.
That's what they see. They don't see. That's exactly what
see, that's the problem. That's what the Democrats and the liberals see. They see color. You know what I see? I see people. I see Americans wanting to see an American president. I don't see in color.
So he ain't said nothing that's racist to you?
No.
He hasn't said nothing that's
look,
bad
look,
to you?
Look, he's like my employer. The biggest foreman in my company is a black man. And you know why that is? Because he does good work.
Now what the hell is going on?
I basically just don't like the way the Democratic Party has become. Trump's doing nothing but supporting, you know, women, supporting people who are, you know, people who are in poverty right now are getting jobs because of how great he's doing for the economy.
So if you found out that Trump did some really horrible things,
everybody's done horrible things. I mean, it's nothing to hide. I mean, these investigations have been going on forever, and nothing's resulted out of it. You know.
Why do you support Trump?
Why? You ain't seen the economy? You don't see the gas prices? You don't see the stock market? The list goes on.
You saying the gas prices is cheap?
Yes, compared to what they'd be with anybody else in office. They'd be almost $5 a gallon.
Well, what if you poor and can't afford the gas?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, because you're not poor. I'm poor.
Because unemployment is at an all-time low. Why are you poor? Get two jobs. Trump gave me a job the day he got elected. I'm getting that money every day because of Mr. Trump. I love Trump, baby. Herf, 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 Trump, USA!
Because you've been able to make your point. I get you. I get it. You know what I'm saying?
We support him because he loves America.
What makes him love America? Why do we love America? I mean, what does he love about America?
Well, you look at it, everybody's like different race, color.
America first. See, now, he
America
just said
first.
It, so I got to say, am I going to be safe if I go in there? Am I going to be safe? Well,
why not?
Because I don't see a lot of me here.
That's
somebody else's fault, not yours.
Right. Whose fault is it? Whose fault is it? Is it the way Donald Trump talking? Is it? I'm saying because, please, I'm like fearful.
See, they all think that you're crazy asking him if you're going to be safe here. They're like, what? Is he going to be safe if he goes in there?
Him?
Yeah.
Why not, man?
Okay.
Why not?
I don't see enough of me to represent with me here.
Okay. You're with us. That's all that matters,
and
brother.
I done heard Donald Trump say, kick his ass.
No. Ain't nobody going to kick your ass.
I heard him say it.
No, I don't think so. You're with us, man. Yeah, it's all good.
You sure?
I back you.
Well, I'm going to come in there and I'm going to see what's going on.
I hope you get in there and I hope it's
I'm going to be in there. I'm going to be in the front. Excuse me. Can I ask you, why exactly are you selling Donald Trump hats?
Because I'm supporting Donald Trump today.
Okay. Today.
Today and any other day too.
And any other day.
All day.
So it's not about money?
Ain't about money.
It's about you voted for Trump in the last election.
I sure did.
And he's saying all the right things to make you go.
He's a straight up man and I like him. He don't bite his tongue.
Okay.
And that's what I like about him.
Yeah.
But I got these hats on sale and they're on clearance sale and they're $10.
He
Y'all better get them right now.
I like it.
Can we come with you? He's investigating.
Because I don't see none of me here. It's like nervous, bro. It's like, okay. Let me tell you something. When I go back and read the stories of 1619 of how they did my ancestors. That was done for now, brother.
I look at
so tell me something.
Brother.
Why was Donald Trump speaking about it the other day?
Same as me, bro. I'm libertarian.
So if it don't make a difference 400 years later,
you're
then tell me something.
Making a difference. I look at you just like
Donald Trump.
Here.
Donald Trump just got finished talking about it the other day. Come on, player.
Bro, it's not about Trump. It don't matter what he says. Man. What matters is that we're still living together in harmony together, and that's all that matters. What the people they support want to take that away from us, and they don't see that. They don't see that big government gets in between our type of people. They don't understand that. What I understand is that you give people freedom, we naturally just coexist together. Okay?
I'm glad you said
and I'm
that.
I'm not them fucking pussy ass people over there and like, you fucking coexist. That was already a thing. It's America. You coexist. That's the fucking point.
What do you want? I mean, the guy speaks his mind. He says it like it is. You don't speak your mind and say it like it is?
So if I went up down the street telling people or telling my kid to punch people in the face and they did it.
He's not telling anyone to punch anyone in the face.
Come on, man.
He said it.
The bottom line is the Trump supporters here, they are supporting him for his economic policies and his policies that they believe are going to make America great. As Marcos and I went deeper into the MAGA rally, I couldn't help but notice he had a big smile on his face and his shoulders were getting more and more relaxed. He actually seemed to be enjoying himself. He was being met with love and welcoming arms, so it was kind of hard for him not to.
See, had you been talking to me and you were another black man, guess what? I'd grab your hand, take you, your wife, your kids, and your granddad, everybody here.
That don't, black, white don't mean shit.
Why do you guys support Trump?
Why do I?
Yeah.
Because for abortion.
What do you think about how Planned Parenthood targets African American communities with their abortion clinics?
I swear to God, I feel so sorry that they think
that they have to put them in that neighborhood when they should be helping those women instead of putting them in neighborhoods like that.
It's bad. Planned Parenthood targets African American communities because Margaret Sanger was a vehement racist.
Exactly.
She was.
That's right.
And most of these people here are all pro-choice. They would prefer abortion be banned. And Planned Parenthood targets the black communities.
Oh, yeah. It's so sad for you.
Do you think Donald Trump targets the black community in any way?
I hope he targets you guys to make you better.
Although Marcos seemed happier at this point, I felt like there was still something in him holding back. Something in him that was unwilling to let go of the lie that the mainstream media has perpetuated about Trump supporters being racist, bigoted, hateful people. So Marcos continued to try to instigate Trump supporters to see if he could get a negative response from them that would validate the mainstream media's lies. Do you have a lot of money?
No.
He don't have a Trump nothing on either.
Right.
But he's here.
I am the last person that will go through those doors.
Good for you.
I hope you are.
You don't have to be. Get in. Good for you.
I really just got confirmation that he's a half an hour to 45 minutes late. Okay.
Fashion.
And they said I could come and talk to the people and not watch. I'm going to walk past everybody. And I am going in there. I don't have a Trump hat on. Matter of fact, I have some Osama bin Laden gear on. They don't let me in.
That'll soak up the sweat because it's hot out here.
Finally, Marcos had given up on trying to get a negative response from Trump supporters because all he was getting was love. He's been concerned about his safety going inside the rally. Do you think he's going to be safe in there?
100% safe. What he should be worried about is walking through those protesters right there. Okay?
Demonstrators?
They're protesters.
Well, that's democracy that they do.
Those are protesters. They have no valid reason.
But they're democracy.
They have no valid reason.
But it's democracy. Democracy works where we can oppose
each
other.
Violence is not democracy.
Exactly.
Okay? So if I walk through there, I was already verbally harassed just trying to get up here. Mom is 75. My aunt is 80, and they're both still living, okay? They tell me many things about the Democrat Party long before I was even thought of, okay?
Things about them.
So, and then I've seen the damage that the party has done to me and a lot of black people I know. I'm not going to sit up there and support anything like that.
You know what?
Oh, and another thing, this is real. I was fined $695 for not having medical insurance in 2016 under Obamacare. Okay? Why is he gonna fine me $695?
I don't know. But this was our
he said he don't know.
Believe it or not.
Because their so-called black president didn't have nothing good in mind for black Americans.
Believe it or not. She got me with this.
Do you feel like Trump is actually doing more for black Americans than Obama did?
Oh, most definitely. When he repealed the individual mandate, although I have medical, if I decide to drop it, I won't be fined when I file my taxes in 2020. Okay? Well, he got my vote just off of that.
The problem with America right now is the United States of America.
It's the Democrats. America is a foundation. It hasn't done anything. And the corporations also employ most of us out here.
But the corporations ain't from America.
Lord,
the corporation is
Fortune 500 companies are in America, okay?
You got
a few that are overseas, but for the most part, most of your Fortune 500 500 companies are in America. The company I work for just hit the Fortune 500 companies, and honey, we're in America.
Guess who Donald Trump's, most property that Donald Trump sold in America, guess who he sold the property to?
It don't make no difference who it, if I had property, I'm going to sell it to whoever can give me the most money. That's capitalism.
Are you gonna ask her if she's single? Because I'm just joking though, because
I am very single because there are no Republican conservatives in Columbus. There are none. They're all Democrats, brainwashed Democrats.
So someone said you might run into your future wife.
Future wife right there. Future wife.
You guys are.
No, he's in.
You got some chemistry here.
He's in the middle of the road because I'm not going to come down here and bash anything about Trump when I know that he is doing good. I know for a fact that he is doing good.
You seem like you're having fun and enjoying yourself amongst the Trump supporters. I'm glad that you've been able to experience this, and I hope that this sends the message out there that Trump supporters would love more people of color to come join them at these Trump rallies. More than anything, he's trying his best to agitate these Trump supporters to get them to snap and react to him, but none of them have been snapping. They've just been showing him love, giving him hugs, offering to come cut in line and come with them. So this is the truth that the mainstream media will not show you about Trump supporters.
That's right.
It is.
That's right.
Let's see what's going on over here.
So Marcos wanted to try the opposite now.
We are going to do the opposite. He went into the Trump rally with me, and now I'm going to go over with the demonstrators with him, and he's going to follow me around and see if I get treated with love and tolerance. Let's go see. Okay, so we're also going to bring a Trump supporter with us to see what happens. He's going to come with us as a Trump supporter. Okay. Okay. All right, come on. Let's go over here.
I really hope Trump supporters become a little more educated in their lives.
Do you think that your message is going to resonate with Trump supporters?
Hopefully. You know, what do they say? My grandma always said, say it enough times for it to stick, right?
They blew smoke in my face. The guy just blew a cigarette in my face.
Channel, and it's not accurate. You guys create delusions in your mind,
And then because you guys are all ignorant, you guys just eat them up like little mice in cages.
Black people have gotten bad information ever since 1619. Black people. You are wrong. I'm with myself.
Why your network is being sued? Can you please tell me why your network is being sued by the parents of
Don't touch me.
I won't touch you, but you stop interfering in our protest.
I'm not interfering.
You're a traitor and a treasonous. You're a Russian agent. You're a Russian agent.
Marcos.
Ma'am, you're a Russian agent.
You just got poked in the eye by your flag.
I did not. I was trying to get between
her. I know you didn't mean to. You can never come to a black man and explain to a black man about Black Lives Mattering and things of that matter. Let me tell you something.
I'm telling you that I support you and have supported you.
White people can't support us due to the fact that you continue to enjoy what you know to be white privilege.
How do you stop us?
How do we become black? How do we become black?
You don't become black. You give us our shit back. You give us and our people our shit back.
That's why you need
every strong. Your people. Your people keep on. Your people. Your people. Your people keep on building on our shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, don't yell in my ear, boy. Hey, don't do it. Hey.
Y'all have
to
white privilege, what he's using. Just because you're right there with him, don't be. From my perspective, you should be going to other white people trying to explain to them about how Black Lives Matter. Not to other black people trying to explain how Black Lives Matter. You can't. Let me tell you something. You can't stand next to me or stand behind a sign that says Black Lives Matter and understand the concept of Black Lives Matter because you're standing behind a sign. The only reason you're standing behind a Black Lives Matter sign is being white to me. It's because you feel guilty. It's because you feel white.
Amen.
See, I got some Trump supporters right here.
Okay, so
these are Trump supporters.
What up?
What's going on over here?
Do you feel welcome over here?
Not at all. Not even in the slightest.
Why?
Because nobody wants us over here.
Why do you want
Trump? Hey,
that was cool.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
This girl just poured water on him.
I'm glad it was water.
Oh, my God. You should be so sad.
Turn around.
Hey, you should be proud of yourself. I'll shake your hand.
I'm cold.
Why did you throw water on that guy?
Oh, I didn't do that.
I'm crying.
Let's speak about this white privilege stuff.
There ain't no white privilege.
Ain't white privilege. I grew up poor.
They're yelling F Trump at us.
Someone explain to me just the Black Lives Matter so you can prove your point and why you're doing this.
You know you're proving to me that you're not worth my time because you're ignorant?
I'm pretty sure y'all equal. I'm pretty sure you can walk into a store and be in front of me in line and you get served first. Am I wrong? And do I go up to you and go, this guy's black, get the f*** out of line. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Nope.
What are you
no
f***ing
line.
I get harassed and treated like s***. I've never did anything to anybody. Never been in trouble ever in my life.
Right,
but just because I'm black and I got tattoos and I'm like just because I got dreads and I'm black, they assume that I got drugs. They assume that I got this and I got that on me.
Over there.
But they treat me like shit.
They assume anything they'd be over here right now.
Because you're not a black guy.
They assume anything they'd be
right now. Because you never roll a
stand. Walk away, kid.
You never roll a stand just a black guy. On a normal, regular day, I get treated like that. Treated like shit. For nothing. I've never did shit to nobody.
All we're saying is our lives matter and it's a problem.
It is. All lives do matter. You guys think you're excluded. Well, literally, you're excluding your f***ing selves from the rest of it.
Not excluding. That's not what it's about. It's about saying enough is enough.
What?
That's all it is. You don't know because you don't participate in it. So if we say, Black Lives Matter, would that change anything for you?
Yes.
Okay, Black Lives Matter. acknowledge it and do something to fight injustices.
But can you also acknowledge that all lives also matter?
We say that anyway. All lives do matter. But that's not the point of the movement. The way the movement started was because too many people were being murdered. That is why the movement started.
I think what happened was because it took such an anti-cop perspective and the blue lives, it pitted blue lives versus black lives. And people think that by endorsing Black Lives Matter, they're actually saying they don't care about the blue lives, the police lives.
That's not, I mean, technically there's no such thing as a blue life.
Police officers.
Okay. So, police officers matter too. That's not the point. The point is we need to listen to the folks that are struggling and they're being oppressed and that are incarcerated at far higher rates than white people.
I will say, Black Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter and Asian Lives Matter and White Lives Matter and Brown Lives Matter and every color of human being lives matter. And I would say a lot of Trump supporters and conservatives are actually advocating for the black lives, even that are in the womb, that are being targeted by Planned Parenthood. She was a vehement racist. There are racists.
Yes, Margaret Sanger was a racist.
Yes.
That is not the point.
Margaret Sanger is complimented as Planned Parenthood's greatest hero on their website. But many people don't know the dark intentions behind Margaret Sanger and the creation of Planned Parenthood. She advocated a stern and rigid policy of sterilization and segregation. She was quoted as saying, "We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population." Despite knowing Sanger's past, Hillary Clinton accepted Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger Award in 2009. In 2014, 36% of all abortions were performed on black women, who are just 13% of the female population. Could this be because abortion clinics are targeting black neighborhoods?
I've never been targeted by Planned Parenthood.
No, it's not a thing.
They put their businesses in the black communities.
They put their business in lower impoverished communities to help people who aren't able to pay for their proper health care. I've gone to Planned Parenthood multiple times just for myself, just for proper health checks and whatnot.
So they offered the option of killing your baby, but they don't offer you the option of helping you with maternity care.
If you tell them they will.
They won't. I've called them and asked them. I have two kids.
That's because you're an InfoWars. They don't give a f*** about you.
No, it's not. It's not anything. They don't know.
Yes, they do.
They do not offer maternity care.
Pregnancy centers, they know way more than that.
The Christian pregnancy centers will help you. We're here at this protest outside the Trump rally in Cincinnati. We're trying to have discourse and conversate, but it's been very hard to have a conversation out here with
you. Stand wherever the f*** I want, little f***ing Nazi bitch.
Wow. This is what we get from the liberals out here. Love and tolerance.
I hope the message that this shows is that we can have unity if the truth is revealed to us. That it's going to take some courage and bravery to walk to the other side to hear other people's perspectives so that you can really truly see for yourself what is happening in the country right now.
Unbelievable. If you guys want to help me so I can continue to show you footage like this, but then also show you footage inside the Trump rallies, please support me directly on Subscribestar at Millie Weaver on Subscribestar. You can also support me by going to InfoWarsStore.com and making a purchase so that I can continue to report the news.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day.